Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, before we jump in, we'd love to, if you'd leave a review on iTunes and or wherever you listen to podcasts, those 5 stars do really help. We'd also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. I'll get it out. Not only are they innovative, unbelievable how shooting machines have changed. You know, I remember when they used to have those long metal racks coming from the court. But how they've innovated, how they've put the trainers right in front of you, it's unbelievable. So go over and check it out. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There's nothing else on the market like it. Nowhere else are you going to get the bat phone to the person running it. No, you know, yes, they might do quarterly or monthly or weekly calls, but they're not on your beck and call. If you have a question, if you have an email, trust me, I will get back to you. I will respond. I will get on a call with you that day. So come over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast.
And we're going to be talking about health and nutrition within your high school program and your teams. It is something that I honestly really have never addressed and talked about and really thought about till I joined Teach Hoops. And I've become really a lot better as a coach since learning from you in regards to nutrition and thinking about it. So it is something that I think that we take for granted, that we don't really... We expect that the kids are going to know that. And I wrote down in my notes, expect that they know nothing, because they really don't.
They don't. They know
really
nothing.
Don't.
They
don't. When it comes to
taking care. Health class, and they must have been sleeping. I swear it's horrible. Yes.
It's just a simple fact that they're teenagers and their mind isn't focused on things like that. They're more concerned about, all right, I got to get up tomorrow. I got to finish these assignments and I got to hang out with my friends. Like, you know, they're only living for today kind of mentality. They're in high school. We're all in that. But one thing that I think that we can talk about too later on, I think you're going to touch on some things first, but at the end, I'd like to talk about the importance of mental health, especially with social media and cell phone uses with kids.
Yeah,
as well.
Let's do that too. So I think this is an expanded thing that I think we got to talk about health. We got to talk about mental health. We got to talk about nutrition. And related to nutrition is illness and taking care of yourself. So, teenagers, every kid in high school should be getting 9 hours sleep, and I can guarantee you none of them are. It's supposed to be between 9 and 10. My wife just came back from a conference, and it's supposed to be 9. And I know my son doesn't get that, and he's a junior in high school. So that's what their bodies need to recover from what they're doing, from the athletic events that they're doing, blah blah blah. So it was about 5 or 6 years ago, I really started talking about health, talking about what they were eating, because I kept seeing what they were eating for lunch, and it's horrible. It's horrible. Right. They're putting all these carbs and all these like quick things into their bodies, and it's not good. And we live where I coach, you know, on the far west side of Madison. There's probably 50 places to eat within a walking distance of our high school. It's crazy. You know, you name it, that fast food or restaurant is within walking distance. So I'm seeing them bring back Chipotle and Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and us. It's like, seriously, guys, your body is an engine, and you're pouring not gasoline into it. I'm not sure what you're putting into it. So the lack of illness, the stress of being on the team, the stress of mom and dad on their schoolwork, not getting enough sleep, all this stuff compounds the illness part because their systems are not where they need to be. So as a coach, I think it's really important to sit down and talk to them about here's what you should, and I have my, I have our trainer come in and she gives a whole lecture on here's what you should be eating. Here's how many calories. Here's the types of foods you should be getting. You know, I have the PowerPoint for that. I'm more than willing to share it, but all that kind of stuff is like, this is what's important to be putting into your body if you want to be a successful athlete and student.
Also the amount of water that you're supposed to take each day.
I
forget what the number is, but it is a lot.
Yes.
I know that most of my kids do not take the amount of water that they really need to be doing.
No, I have a dehydration chart in my room too. That's like, they laugh at because it's like clear and then it like brown almost at the bottom. Yep. Laugh. And it's like, well, are you guys up here? Cause you should be up here. And the thing is that this fall with volleyball, we played in a gym and it's been an exceptionally hot fall in Wisconsin. So I've been hydrating my boys for the last month because, you know, we finally got a cold spell, but it's like, it's been crazy in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think that's really important. I think that I forgot to mention that, but you're right, coach. You have to hydrate to the point where it's clear, guys. You like, you know, and we do that a lot as a high school basketball coach, we do that a lot come February and March because those gyms start getting packed. The heat's on, you put all those bodies in the gym. It's like playing in a gym in the middle of July in some respects.
Right.
Yeah. What else did you have on your list?
I just, you know, having kids be conscientious of what they do in regards to their cell phone and social media. I've had several kids get in trouble for social media posts. They're very concerned about what they post. From being a college coach, there's some kids that we decided not to recruit based on their Twitter account, those type of things.
Right.
That stuff's in the way. You know, for kids, and also just having them be able to have concrete schedules of what they need to do helps with mental stress too. You know, allowing them, all right, are you putting enough time to do your homework? You know, high school boys, high school girls, they want to be in committed relationships. They got all these other things going on.
Right.
You have to really give them a sense of clarity, and you're more than a coach. You're more than just a basketball coach. You really are.
Yep. And you gotta put some boundaries on them. Like I have my little notebook, and this year we've always had curfews on the day before a game, but we're going to have curfew during the season. I'm going to explain it to the parents. I think social media should be off by 11 o'clock at night. Like you should, the phone should be docked. They should be zoned in at that point. Cause again, that goes back to the sleep part of it. You know, if we want to make sure that you go down and subscribe and like, we really do appreciate that. Also, make sure that you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want
to... Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Get better to really get sleep. We want them to get rest. We want them to be better student athletes. Then we need to help them like turn it off. I mean, I have a problem. I got turning mine off. I get it. You know, but I've been talking to you and doing a couple other things today. I've been online doing interviews and things. I haven't been on social media. I'm sure when I open it up, I'm going to have this big long list of emails I'm going to have to deal with, which I get, but that's what, you know, that we have to take some of that off their plate just so they can refocus on some other things. I agree.
And, you know, having some time just to decompress and just don't overwhelm yourself. Just teaching them how to be organized and be to have a little bit of space, and it is so important because kids try to do everything at once too. You know, really allowing them to time management is huge as well. You know, having a set schedule for them, what time they need to be at, knowing how much time they need to get to sleep, water. You know, again, the last episode we talked about over-communicating with parents, but I think when it comes to nutrition and taking care of yourself, I think you've got to constantly over-communicate that with your players.
Right.
And
yes.
You know, help them honor it.
Yes.
Because, you know, I was, you know, it's I you know, I had a book we talked about several weeks ago about getting to us, and Coach Sweeney, the head coach of Clemson, talks about that if things really want to happen, it has to be numbing repetition. So nutrition, taking care of yourself, has got to be a numbing repetition within your program that you overemphasize on a daily basis with your players. I think it's really important.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, it has to, you're right, coach. It really
you can't just talk about it one time.
Right. And it's also what you're eating in front of them too.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's everything. I mean, the problem is I'm not getting as much sleep during basketball season as I need. I'm going to really try this year to get more sleep. I'm going to try to go to bed earlier. I'm going to try to do some things to help me with my nutrition. Well, that's nutrition I've been working on.
Get the parents involved, you know, get granola bars for your program and water, bottles of water and fruit and granola bars and things for players before the games to make sure they're eating well. Yeah. Or, you know, I know a lot of programs in the years past have done like pasta parties where the night before they're going to a safe place at a good time.
Yep,
they're eating
we've
a
always
good
done
meal
that.
With their teammates.
Yep.
I think that, you know, it's not really about it's about the team camaraderie, but it's also about, you know, that your kids going, everybody's going there at a safe time, everybody's leaving, and you know where they're leaving, what they're doing. I think if you can embed some of those type of things within your program too, like pasta parties at all levels, whether it's freshman, JV, or varsity, you could be doing that amongst your whole program across, and that's all about. That can't be on you, though. You got to navigate that to the parents and stuff like that. You're a rapper because you already got enough going on, but I think you can totally accomplish that within your season, too. It's a great way to build a camaraderie and better ways of eating as well. Within your
right,
program.
I think, yeah. And it's like, and this could be another episode at some point, too. It's like, I think you have to, I mean, we can talk about this, too. I think you have to learn to delegate. So I think that could be a whole different I'm writing that down. No one can see me doing. You need to learn to delegate things off your plate because, again, you got to worry about your – if you're sick, then your team's not going to perform as well either. You know, you have to be on your A game as the coach too. So that could be another episode about how coaches take care of themselves in and out of season. But anything else on that, coach? I think that was really good.
Don't even making sure they wear jackets. I'm telling you, high school kids.
Oh,
they,
I mean, hats too. That's the thing is they're sweaty.
Gloves.
Yeah.
You never know, you know, and make sure they're taking a shower and constantly taking care of themselves. You know, it's really, you got to, it seems like almost ridiculous, but again,
right.
It goes back to the whole theory of over-communicate. Repetition,
yep. And the thing is, it's and I tell them you're not gonna get sick because you go outside when you're sweaty and stuff, but your body, it's your immune system that's down. Then guys, it's like that's what happens. It's the cold that causes your immune system to be depressed, and then you're more susceptible to get a cold, to get the flu, to get something like that. So, I would recommend that they all get the flu shot too. If your players haven't had the flu shot, I would recommend it. It is a good idea.
I think the last
not a medical professional. Go ahead.
The last thing is just I think all else fails, sleep is really important.
Yeah.
Our kids, I know I don't get enough sleep, but when I do get enough sleep, man, I'm a much better teacher the next day.
Right.
I teach fifth grade and I got to be on 10 every day, you know, high energy guy.
Right.
Man, my classroom is a oiled machine when I get my 8-9 hours of sleep, you know.
I think
it's really important.
And you've got young kids. You got a bye, coach. I don't have a bye. You get a bye. You got young kids, but
yeah,
it's a little different. Yeah,
he's driving me nuts. You know, he's teething right now.
Oh man. My goodness. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I have to wake him up. like this. So it's usually the other way. All right, good. I will talk next week, Coach.
They wake me up, so we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at TeachTubes.com, go over, join, 14-day free trial, and then stop the car, subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right, maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.